with question 20 on section 4. This is a strength in plus, and it's one that I think you actually should diagram. It's difficult to follow the process otherwise, but I'll talk through it and see if we can help you out a little. Now, on strength in plus, it's usually best to look at the overall conclusion first, and then see what pieces of that you have proven so that you'll know which piece is missing. So the conclusion is, if we are to maintain quality, we must market programs more aggressively. So that's going to say, if maintain quality, then market aggressively. So that's where we're trying to, what we're trying to get to. Now, as we build the pieces into that, we do know that if you don't market aggressively, you won't increase enrollment, which says if you increase enrollment, then you have to market aggressively. So we've got that piece. If increased enrollment, then market aggressively. But we still need to get from, if we maintain quality, we're marketing aggressively. Now, we also have something that says we will be forced to reduce spending if we do not increase enrollment. So that's going to say, if not increase enrollment, then we will reduce spending. And if we look at the contrapositive of that, that's going to say, if we don't reduce spending, then we do increase enrollment. So now what we have is, if we don't reduce spending, we'll increase enrollment. And if we increase enrollment, then we know that we must have marketed aggressively. So we get from not reduce spending to increased enrollment to marketing aggressively. But we still need one piece, and that missing piece is something that will take us from maintaining quality to not reducing spending. And one of the things that LSEC is famous for is obviously using the contrapositive, so we kind of look for the contrapositive of that. So we said we wanted something that says, if maintain quality, then not reduce spending. If you take the contrapositive of that, that would say if you do reduce spending, then you can't maintain the quality. And that's answer choice D in this case. They will not maintain quality if it reduces spending next year. Now, some of the others, it's really a matter of, they just aren't supported by the passage. We can't necessarily guarantee those things. And so, as we look at A, the university will not maintain quality if it increases enrollment. Again, what we needed was quality being linked to spending in that situation. B, the university will not need to reduce spending if it increases its enrollment. Again, that doesn't tie in the marketing aggressively or the maintaining quality, I should say. University will increase enrollment if it markets more aggressively. Well, that's going to say if marketing aggressively, then increase enrollment. And that's the problem there, is it doesn't talk about maintaining quality. And then E, won't need to reduce spending if it markets more aggressively. Well, we need stuff about the quality in order to make this perfect. And so D is our correct answer. But like I said, I think this one's best if you diagram it.